Books and Harper Audio present Izzy at the End of the World by K.A. Reynolds. Performed by Dana Wing Lau. For my husband Bob, the man who saw my light when the world went dark, who always told me I was the prettiest lady in the world, who taught our kids to laugh hard and loud, play them guitar, and took them on countless adventures, who held my hand as our babies were born and again as you died. Thank you for sharing my journey for 27 unbelievable years, for loving me like a force through our impossible, beautiful life, for teaching me the true meaning of unconditional love, and for the chance to teach you the same. So many miles, honey. Cheers. This one's for you. And to the one listening to this now, who's been through the darkest dark, the one who's hurt so badly, you didn't know if you'd survive, if nobody's ever told you, I see the light in you, that a new dawn will rise just for you, born by the power of you. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. It sure is nice having a friend at the end of the world. Forward. Hello, my name is Isadora Wilder, but most people call me Izzy. I am 14 years old, and everything I'm about to tell you is true. The first thing you should know about me is that I'm autistic. For those who don't have experience with autism, how I speak and act and the ways I process things might seem unrealistic, frustrating, or just plain wrong. But this is just me being me, the only way I know how, and I won't apologize for that. I also have anxiety and depression, so opening all the way up to people can be hard for me, especially because some adults don't like the personal things I have to say. It makes them uncomfortable to hear the pain kids like us go through. But I say those folks are wrong. Us kids are stronger, smarter, and braver than adults could ever understand. That's why I'm opening my story to you. Because maybe you've gone through hard stuff too. Maybe you felt the way deep down hurt like me and need a friend who knows what it's like to be scared and misunderstood. Someone who knows what it's like to feel alone in this great big world. And if the adults don't like it, tough. Us kids need to stick together. A few words of warning, though. This book contains triggers. Those with anxiety, panic attacks, depression, abuse, death, cancer, and/or suicide triggers might not want to listen on. But if you do decide to come with me through my story, I sure hope you find something inside it that helps you through your own story, too. Either way, know I'm sending you love to wherever you are, and I wish you a life of love, healing, and joy. Thanks for being here. Much love, Izzy Wilder. In the end, there is no turning back. Chapter 1. They're here. 36 minutes before everyone vanished, I was playing video games with my little sister Maple. We were tucked up cozy and warm in a house on top of a mountain high enough to touch the night sky. It was late summer in Vermont, September 19th to be exact. A cool breeze slipped through the evening air, perfumed with wood smoke and pine. My grandparents were awake, talking real quiet on the couch, almost asleep. Me and Maple were creating new avatars in our
Sample complete. Ready to continue?